101.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, good morning to you and welcome to the second half of Daily Today. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. I'm here with Jimmy Disu right now.
Morning, everybody.
Welcome. We're live on Facebook and YouTube, so you can watch us there and leave us your thoughts and comments. You can also make use of Twitter. Twitter is at Nigeria Info FM. Make sure to use the hashtag Nigeria Info MCF so we can catch up on your tweets. You can also send us messages on Facebook and YouTube. Would read them as the show progresses. Let's start off with this one. It's reported by the Vanguard. Convention tension as police take over APC secretariat. Quite a number of riders here. CECPC releases timetable, denies zoning chairmanship to North Central. Don't allow looters hijack delegates. Oshimbaja Group tells Buhari APC. South-South leaders warn against electing ex-governors as party leaders. Ex-Lagos Council chairman mobilized for Tinubu. Shinkafi, Zamfara, Governor's Ally, Battle, Yari, 11 others for chairmanship. Why I resigned as a PGF DG, Lukman says here.
Yeah, so this is where the real battle is. Mm-hmm. This is the most crucial part of it all. And Wemimo has read all the riders, and they're quite clear. So apparently what we were saying yesterday about zoning has been denied. We need to be careful. When I say we, those of us on this side of the divide need to be careful the information that we dispense. Look at it. Just yesterday we were saying, this is what it is, and today, no, it's quite different. But this is usual. At a time like this and in circumstances like this, it is usual. This is a delegate's delight. This is what I call a delegate's delight.
Absolutely.
You find money,
flying all over.
I don't know who the Oshibajo group were referring to when they said don't allow looters hijack delegates. But Oshibajo group had better go find a way by which they can also hijack delegates. That's the name of the game. Mm-hmm. They have to go look for it.
That's the game. That's it.
To become a delegate, at times like this, sometimes could take you about 4 years. Because you got to show loyalty to your principal, you got to do all kinds of things, get to his house early in the morning. No, so many things. But a loyal delegate, but it's also a good money spinner. Now we are talking reality. Now we are talking. We're not saying about what should be. You would have thought that delegates. That's why I keep saying that this man is a front runner in this game. He will know how to. He will know how to carry the delegates along. That I can assure you. Again, I'm thinking in Yoruba, but don't let me bore you with that this morning. But I can assure you. So it's going to be tough. But you see, this is what usually happens in politics. If there is a candidate who is a pussyfooting candidate and trying to be Mr. Clean, he will have associates who will do the needful. He might not even know about it. They'll tell you, go sit down, we'll sort that out. And I think a lot of that might be happening. The question is, who is likely to be Baba's candidate in all this?
I think he might not have a candidate. Like, he might just keep quiet. I don't think he would anoint anybody. Think he will? With all these people going there to shake hands.
I'd like to call you Wemimo. You don't run a country for 8 years. And not have interest and they say we are talking reality here now. We are not talking constitution, we are talking convention. Of course he will have a candidate. Of course he will have, but the thing is when the convention that produced Yaradua, people didn't know Obasanjo was a master of the game. I was there on behalf of a principal. I was a consultant to him. And he told me that Obasanjo was one who invited him to come and participate. And he knew. Obasanjo flew all kinds of kites. But Baba, his own is just to keep quiet. But of course he would have a candidate. And you will see what will happen. Do you know what is called federal might in politics? It's awesome. It's awesome. Forget all this rhetoric about all this rhetoric about... He doesn't like corruption. Did he ever ask himself the money that made him president? Where did it come from? Did he ever ask?
Is that necessary? As long as the money shows up and you're able to contest, people ask questions about where the money came from.
Left that one. But it's don't lose any sleep. It's interesting how all this is going. But after this convention, then you jolly well know.
How the game would really be played. Yes. Yeah. But again, watch out as the intricacies are going on. You might not have a say in the party politicking unless you're a party member. Even if you're a party member at this level of the game, it's hardly your turn to speak. But I mean, it's just the way the game is right now in Nigeria. But let's see the next story. It's in the Vanguard. 800 naira levy. Drivers kick as the Lagos government eyes 21 billion naira annual revenue. Did you listen to the news at 6?
No.
So let me give you an update that we have on this. Our correspondent Maureen spoke to the special advisor to the Commissioner for Transportation and asked him, these touts harassing drivers on the road and at the bus parks. He says, it's a duty of the police to arrest them. So citizens should help us. Take pictures of these touts and send it to the police so that the police can arrest them.
And get your phone smashed. but who did you say said this?
The special advisor to the Commissioner for Transportation.
So the government will shirk its responsibility and tell citizens
to do it.
To do it.
Oh, I almost laughed when I was reading the bulletin, but saying
what's
news,
his name again?
Olainka something. Let me see. It's right here.
Don't take any photographs. You see, because let me tell you.
Which photograph? There are policemen there that they're collecting a war lockbar for. Is it the same policeman you want to report
to? The special advisor who was talking to you himself is helpless. He knows what's going on. He's not fooling anybody. And there's a lot of tomfoolery around. And people think that the people you're talking to are completely stupid.
These
touts and their head are in cahoots with the party. They're Siamese twins. Isn't it visible? Just because some of them have been socially uplifted, we don't know their origins. I mean, come on, let's be honest with ourselves. I'm surprised he would say that. But I knew that the drivers would kick. Because 800 naira every day, to produce every day, every money, is a tough one for the drivers. After the 800, then there's Uwagbiro. There's this and there's that. Commuters are going to suffer for this. So the story here has, if you're interested, the drivers are complaining, they're kicking, and I'm sure that at some point, if they're not taking, they will down tools. Let's see how it goes.
Well, also an update. One of my callers this morning suggested, yesterday I'd said that these tagbearers and the touts, bullying people, if we remove them from the road, wouldn't they become jobless and then become a threat? Someone suggested today, and it was supported by quite a number of people, that, now we have kidnapping along the Lagos-Ibadan Expressway. Let them join Amoteku and, go secure our forests and our roads.
It's deeper than that. It's deeper than that, and it's going to take a marathon to knock out this Agbero. It's big money. In the first instance, it is big money, and their leaders are men of influence in this configuration, in this scenario that we have here. It's deeper than that. It's not just throwing them somewhere to get them. No. You see, we must look after our youth. That is one. What example are the older ones setting for the younger ones? Our elite, what example? Everybody is looking for easy money. So it's a long process. It's deep. It's not just a question of they should go. You want to give these boys at CMS gone to go and join Amoteku. Wakpa leader. You don't know what goes on there. And where's what the wakpa as early as 6 o'clock. They don't correct. Do you know what it is to be correct at 6 o'clock in the morning?
What are you talking about? 6 o'clock in the I leave my house at 4. I had to... 4.
Do you know what it is to say that somebody is correct? Stand well.
Your brain is already well arranged.
This one not anything.
Me? I know,
but... Ogberi near when it comes to the city of matters. I know you understand. At 6 o'clock, Baba Ti Wakpa, you stand well.
I said at 4 o'clock, 4 a.m., because I saw them yesterday. I had to ask the leader, what's up? At 4 a.m., They were already correct. Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay, let's see this one here. It's in the Punch this morning. Trains will build our economy, says Sanwo-Olu. This is good news. We're bringing in trains.
I was proud to be in Agoshian yesterday.
Really good.
And I got to give 100 busas to our governor. Thanks for Providence. Those trains were abandoned, actually, through politics. There's nothing wrong with them. They're brand new. They're not Tukumbo, you know, but they were abandoned due to politicking in Milwaukee. Okay, they were abandoned, and these are the trains that we're acquiring. Those trains, if you look at them, they look 10 times more solid than the trains that are being used by the Railway Corporation, but that's a story for another day, and that's their politics. So we're picking, and I hope that we're picking it up at a very good price. I hope that we negotiated as far down as we could, since they've been lying idle.
Yeah.
Usually, anyway, trains are ordered. You don't pick trains off the shelf. Trains are ordered, and it takes a while. But they got embroiled in politics between two different governors at different times, and we were able to move in very quickly and pick it up. And I'd like to thank Sanwo-Olu for that. Did very good. That was very nice of him to quickly move in. But I hope that we were able to negotiate. They look quite nice. I was quite excited when I saw them, these red trains.
Yeah.
And look at that. We have a red and blue line. You see how Providence works. Well done, Lagos State, and well done, APC, in this regard. But am I here?
At the end of the day.
And this is an election year. We go look and well. It will take a while for the trains to arrive, so that you don't think that you wake up tomorrow and see the trains. I think that with shipping and everything, you might be looking at them arriving at the earliest, maybe May, June. They probably arrive.
We can wait. Yes. I mean, it's a good.
But I'm glad we didn't do what the federal government did, because I keep asking, show me one top government official that took out his own money, his own naira, and went and bought himself a Chinese car. But that's a story for another day. Let's move on.
All right, let's see some comments off Facebook. Your name is Adewale. Okay. I don't know what this is. It says the touts and policemen work hand in hand. The advisor is only talking for talking sake. Prince Tewogbade Tunde. So Jed is waiting and hoping for Bubu to endorse his preferred candidate. Ebi Ambo, Buhari will reveal his candidate at the appropriate time. Tinubu, just as Jimmy said the other day, might have a plan B, picking the ticket of another political party if things don't go his way in the APC. Larry Lott, Uncle Jimmy, no focus on body. What does that mean? Let the train arrive and we'll see the engine first before hyping.
No, let's look. There's no hiding place for this. The trains are from Milwaukee. You can Google if you want them. The trains, they are 4 years old. But they were made, the governor at that, I think the subsequent governor who came after some governor or whatever, said he didn't want the trains and so on and so forth. So they are not even abandoned trains. Let's give the government a chance. Let's cut them some slack.
Yeah.
They've gotten this one. I hope they get it right to the very end. And I'm excited. I can't wait. Let me quickly add, of course, that since childhood I've been a train freak. So that many of you don't know that sometime in the 40s there were even trams on Lagos Island. If you go to some areas, Tokumbo areas, you see signs of rails, signs of rail lines going through the neighborhood. It'll be nice.
I hear it has a capacity. It runs at 330 kilometers per hour. These trains. That's not bad at all.
It's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
It will just knock off traffic in certain areas. I can't wait, because it means that, movement in certain areas. And it will knock off even all this Okada nonsense to some extent.
I'm on YouTube now taking a few comments. Emmanuel Guinea-Kanwa says, touts taking over Lagos. What will not happen if Tinubu becomes president? Mercedes Ashi, the way bus drivers and bike men are billed by NURTW, it's shameful. On most cases, they pay half of their fares on a route to NURTW. How much then do they have for themselves? Adebaba Ogun, State and Oyo State should take responsibility for securing Lagos Ibadan Expressway, Lagos End at the Kara Bridge. Call Oludari. Okay, I don't know what this is about. Let's see another story here in the Punch. Electoral Act amendment, Senate bows to Buhari, includes consensus for party primaries. Apparently, the House of Reps only put in direct and indirect.
They don't mind those people. They're up. Everybody likes the issue of consensus. No politician likes one man, one vote. The easiest people to scare are politicians.
Mm.
They lack complete confidence. And it's not surprising. In politics, things can change within 30 minutes. So it is consensus. It's easier for a politician to walk around, getting his ticket through consensus than through votes. Because how do they put it now? I've forgotten. I wanted to, there was one proverb, but it's run out of my head. So we are going to have consensus for the party primaries. This the government needs that now. The Buhari group need that now, because they have a very formidable, extremely formidable opponent, to use for want of a better word, in Bola Tinubu. So we'll see how it goes. It's always easy to, with consensus, gives you the opportunity to dabaru everything.
Mm.
If it's not going your way,
you kick the whole basket off. You know,
basket off.
Everything's cut
off. Dabaru,
you know, and you have to lobby fewer people.
When we look at these things, we must look at the country in which we operate, our own society, our thinking, our thought processes. I would have loved one man, one vote. But the truth is, the operators of the system, they prefer consensus.
Okay, we have a health story here. I think this has featured quite often this week, possibly because of the mental health conference that held.
Maybe.
Yes. This is Faith, Delusion and Mental Health. It's an opinion here by consultant psychiatrist in The Punch today.
Mm-hmm. You must read this article, please. It's by Adeoye Oyewole. He's a consultant psychiatrist. And he tries to make a distinction between faith, delusion and mental health. Look at this is a paragraph that caught my attention. Faith has a twin brother, delusion, and are both capable of programming the mind forcefully, but with separate and qualitatively different results. Faith procures mental health and sustains it by helping man to confront the challenges and puzzles of life that our calculating and rational minds cannot adequately handle. It helps us to remain calm and stable in the most difficult situations in life. And so he talks about faith, and I hope you understand, we are talking about mental health here. And first of all, there's faith, and then there's delusion. Delusion is olonwashe, and you do nothing. Faith is you do the needful and hope that God will back you up. A lot of us veer into delusion because from the onset, most of us are just lazy. Lazy-minded. Listen to what he says. You see, religion is the most dangerous element of human existence, because it can derail you, it can wreck you, it can make you succeed, but it has just delusion, just like money and Jonuni. The Yoruba call it Jonuni, it's a spirit. And so you have to handle these things very well. For example, I've always wondered how anybody in his right mind will be having religious programs, for a 1 week religious program, at a time when people are supposed to be at work. But don't let's go there. Listen to what he says. He says, our religious leaders need to understand the principles of delusion as opposed to faith. Like somebody who said Naira was going to fall from the sky.
Hmm?
Delusion in here now.
Naira will fall from the sky.
Yes.
What's the date and time?
About 2 years ago. About a year ago.
Dollars should fall. Fall from so
that the donor, it did not that they fall from the sky. He said, you, all of you will get a lot or some silly thing like that. I see a lot of it in videos and, If you are not careful, some of these religious leaders will derail your mind. But listen to what he says. He says, our religious leaders need to understand the principles of delusion as opposed to faith. Our religious systems, especially in Nigeria, may be a breeding ground for mental illness unless our religious instructors can free their captives from impaired reality testing as they create an atmosphere of rational engagement of their beliefs. It says, everybody must endeavor to develop, this is a message to all of you, to all of us. Let me, instead of everyone, let me tell you, all of you must endeavor to develop a personal, rational process and engagement of whatever belief they assimilate as a product of personal conviction. A lot of us don't have faith. That is why you hear, I mean, this thing today, oh, the pastor is tomorrow. That is where you have people following one pastor every day. Where is the reverend? Just go and just go to preach today. Oh, pastor, somebody is not coming to church today. I'm not going. That's how it starts. Okay, let's keep our minds rational. It says everybody must endeavor to develop a personal rational process and engagement of whatever belief they assimilate as a product of personal conviction. We need to ensure we have more mentally healthy religious communities as we encourage folk to develop healthy concepts in relating with the extraterrestrial. There should be an intelligent repudiation of irrational overdependence on human agents. So people won't leave their house unless they put a phone call to the pastor. Pastor, pray for me. I'm about to go to work. If the phone is engaged or the man his battery is down, they'll quickly find a way to phone into the office and wait until they are given the go-ahead. Some people can't take a simple decision without talking to their pastors. And of course, those ones lap it up. They are happy. It's called mind control. But don't let's go there. You know. So find time to read this. Find time to read this. Faith, delusion, and mental health. Adeoye Oyewale. I did. There was an interview I did with the late Professor Asuni, who is the doyen of psychiatry, and he is in my book, To Sam. He spoke. There's a paragraph that I'll see if I can extract it, put it on Facebook for you to read the interview with him. He even went to the extent of explaining certain things that happens in. I don't want to offend anybody's sensibilities this morning, but he explained some things out. So we all need, what the bottom line is, we all need to be careful. You need to keep your think tank well-fueled. Everything you are told, sit back and examine it critically. Critically. My brother and sister, has not been mugu. When I tell you something, make you think it
that's,
out.
That's why you have a brain for yourself. I mean, yes. Our brains are not, they're not joined together in one socket.
It's on page 12. It's on the HealthWise page, and it's called Faith, Delusion, and Mental Health.
All right, another opinion here in the Punch newspaper, Oshimbajo Tinubu and the Elasticity of Loyalty. Okay, I'll leave you to this one.
Yes, this is a carryover from what went viral yesterday. Okay. I'd like to thank you all for sharing that video, though. I found it quite exciting, and I caused such a stir. But that's the reality. The reality here is also what Nero Adedokun says in his article here. Unfortunately, I don't have enough time, but let me take a paragraph that will guide you. You know whether you want to read this article or not. And he says, "Whatever it is, however, there are some things Nigerians must begin to understand about democracy. One is that democracy is about the freedom of people to make choices. Freedom of people to make choices. If there was to be another name for democracy." It would be freedom or liberty. We must therefore begin to respect the rights of people to choose and associate freely without threatening their existence. Of course, he's talking about what happened to Babatunde. Is it Ojudu or Ojudu? Ojudu. And he also says here, a significant challenge with leadership in Nigeria is seeing it as a bazaar where the most loyal people must reap bountifully. While there is nothing wrong with rewarding loyalty, the priority should be on the capacity to effect change. The positions to which people are appointed belong to Nigeria. If you appoint a man, the commissioner appointing belongs to Nigeria. The truth is, we keep seeing public office as an opportunity for people to change their lives around monetarily and commercially. You know, we see it as an opportunity for one to have access to the cookie jar. And that's why you hear phrases like, it was somebody who made in. he was riding a beetle, he was riding a bicycle, Keke Napep. The day he came to Chief's house, we saw him, he came down from Keke Napep. Now look at, you know, things like that. Things like that. And he says, the positions to which people are appointed belong to Nigeria, and while politicians may dispense in exchange for favors, the Nigerian people are the legitimate owners of public office.
Well, we wait for the Nigerian people to actually understand that power is actually theirs.
It will take time.
It needs to take time. Well, sports makes it into dailies today this morning. Of course, because the Super Eagles are doing us proud. Here's a headline on the sports page of the Vanguard. Indefatigable Eagles. Govan repeats history. Guinea-Bissau heads home, refuses to die. Well, that one is the refuse to die part.
Those are sport lingo. I'd just like to use this opportunity to congratulate the national team. Yesterday's match made me feel quite good. I'd actually given up on the Eagles, but now they've qualified. And the thing is, they haven't lost any game. Well, yes, they're not playing fanciful soccer. It might not be as entertaining as you would want. But, hey, the job is done. Yes, there are no visible stars like you probably have. Look, I like the way this gentleman, this Liverpool player, what's his name? I like the way we the Egyptian. Mohamed Saleh.
Thank me now.
I like the way you did not.
Is that like
Philip? Philip that whispered
to you. From over there with his mask.
You didn't know his name. You didn't know his name. What does he look like? What's his height? Is he short or tall?
He's slim. Is about
Saleh.
Koyokun. Kunwoloyo. Approximately should be about 5'9".
Anyway, our guys here, because I took them on this morning, and they told me that all the arrangements that you saw, most of it had been put in place by the man who left Raw that we fired. Eguavon said as much. He said he took the team on a bit late, and that now he'll be able to infuse more players into the team. Congratulations, Eagles. At least if we've gotten up to this point, rest assured that our whatever is intact. If we get to the semi-finals or whatever, that will be an icing on the cake. And if we now get the cup, we will all go gaga. We'll have something to celebrate.
I'll be very happy.
Well done, guys.
Yeah, well done. They made us really proud. We need to go now, but let me leave you to this one. Go read it on the Metro page of the Vanguard. I fainted when my wife said I'm not the father of a 14-year-old daughter. Father of four says here. His picture is even here. The guy is really bold.
Can I chip in something very quickly? Many disasters happen. 25, 30-year-olds. In one case, the guy was about 55. You know, when he discovered that his father was not his real father, but the man who was his real father had died and left something for him, left some house for him in Tulare. Oh, you are not going here, no.
This story is really very interesting, though. I mean, it's got quite some twists.
I'm really scanning through.
So the kind of things you see in the movie, when someone has spiritual problems and they tell you you have a child outside. So I think the man who owns the 14-year-old.
Hero.
Yes.
Let me have this paper. Philip.
There's plenty. It's really very interesting.
Let's keep this thing for next Friday.
Yeah, it's going to be really sweet.
This one goes sweet.
It's very sweet. I've not even finished, but I've read part of it. And then they sent the man out of the house.
Oh my God. So are you saying that it was the DNA was still spiritually?
No, the owner of the child remembered that he had a child and came to ask for the child. So the wife...
Okay, the one outside.
Spiritually, he had a problem and they said, you have a child.
You have a child somewhere.
The things you watch in Nollywood. So the wife had to wake the husband in the midnight and say, please, this child...
If I had that kind of dynamo, what would I do?
Kamu, you know Kamu?
What's Kamu?
Kamu now, you collect Kamu. We need to go. Let's talk about cholera after the news at 8 o'clock. The numbers of people who died last year from cholera is alarming. I have guests from the NCDC joining me on the show at 8 o'clock. Don't go away.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. So Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info.